BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. NASA has welcomed home the four astronauts of the Artemis mission at a rapturous reception in Houston after they made it safely back to Earth from the far side of the moon. They were greeted with rousing applause by those assembled, who included their family members. The mission commander, Reid Wiseman, told his fellow crew members they would always share a special relationship.
Victor, Christina and Jeremy, we are bonded forever. And no one down here is ever going to know what the four of us just went through. And it was the most special thing that will ever happen in my life.
Marathon talks on ending the Middle East conflict have been taking place deep into the night between senior US and Iranian officials in the Pakistani capital Islamabad. In a message on social media, the Iranian government indicated the latest round of talks had concluded after 14 hours, but would continue on Sunday. But a senior White House official has since told the BBC that they're continuing. Lise Doucette is in Islamabad.
There are reports of real disagreements, disputes. One of the main areas is the Strait of Hormuz, for which the Iranian media are saying this is a red line for the Iranian delegation. There are reports that the Americans are proposing joint control of that strategic waterway, and the Iranians are pushing back. Now, are these disagreements such that it could cause a breakdown in negotiations? There are so many issues that are on that table.
Speaking in Washington, President Trump said it made no difference to him whether there was a deal or not. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have warned that any military vessels that attempt to pass through the Strait of Hormuz will be dealt with severely. The comments came after the US Central Command said two American Navy ships have sailed through the waterway in what would be the first such move since the war with Iran began. Joe Inwood reports.
In a statement, CENTCOM said they were establishing a new passage to allow the free flow of commerce. They also said additional forces, including underwater drones, will join the operation in the coming days. It came just hours after Donald Trump posted on social media that the US was in the process of clearing mines as a favour to countries who he said lacked the courage to do it themselves. But that was denied by Iran.
A second key issue in the US-Iran talks is the status of the ceasefire in Lebanon, where Israel says it's continuing to attack the Iraqi proxy militia Hezbollah. More than 20 people were reported to have been killed on Saturday, including three emergency workers. In the capital Beirut, Hezbollah supporters protested outside the Prime Minister's office, opposing next week's scheduled peace talks. World News from the BBC. The Ukrainian military claims there have been hundreds of minor violations of an Orthodox Easter ceasefire by Russian forces, including shelling and drone strikes. Earlier, Moscow accused Ukraine of drone attacks in the Kursk and Belgorod regions, close to their shared border. British police say they've arrested more than 500 people during a mass protest in London against the continuing ban on the campaign group Palestine Action. Their ages ranged from 18 to 87 and included Robert Del Naya, a founding member of the trip-hop band Massive Attack. Parties in Hungary have held their final rallies ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election, concluding what has been an acrimonious campaign. The pro-European politician Péter Modgyar's Tisza party has been leading in opinion polls. The Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, who's been in power for the last 16 years, said the election was about the preservation of peace. Nick Thorpe in Budapest explains why Mr. Orbán's political fate is being closely watched across Europe and beyond.
Hungary, a key asset for the Kremlin, for the Russians, the most pro-Russian leader in the whole European Union. Very important for the United States, strong friendship between Viktor Orban and President Trump. Very important for right-wing parties across Europe, those already in power, as in Italy, Czech Republic, Slovakia, but also those, as it were, on the brink, potentially, of power in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Portugal.
The British boxer and former heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has beaten the Russian Arslanbek Mahmudov by a unanimous decision on points. The fight in London was Fury's first in successive defeats to the unified heavyweight champion Oleksandr Usyk of Ukraine. The 37-year-old Briton was rusty, but won by a large margin. BBC News.